not Gladys, no, it's Roddy. Roddy from the Press. By the way, the Press, a local band playing lots of local dates. I ain't got none of their gig guides with me at the moment. I've got Asylums again, so I'll read some of them out later. Just coming up to 6 o'clock, a couple of minutes before 6, I'm with you till 7 o'clock tonight.
They can rebuild it, and it won't cost you $6 million. When thinking electric, think Wesco. For fast, reliable, efficient repairs at realistic prices on TV, hi-fi, radio, radiograms, cassettes, record players, music centres, tumble dryers, spin dryers, automatics, vacuum cleaners and all household appliances, think electric. Think Wesco. Telephone them on 678-5226. Remember, Wesco. They serve the Wirral.
Minutes before 6 o'clock, and as mentioned, I'm with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Supposedly after me, 7 till 8 is Dash Riprock. Whether or not he's going to make it is another question. Many thanks to the people whose letters I've read out in the first hour. I'll be reading more out in the second. Also, some of the answers to my competition from last week, in which I played the end of a very well-known single. A couple got it wrong, most of them got it right. I'll be doing them between 6 and 7 also tomorrow night. Incidentally, the answer was the Beatles, Hello Goodbye. Instead of keeping you hanging on, as most divvies do, that was the correct answer, the end of the single Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. I'll be reading some of the answers out later, right and wrong. Don't forget Merseyland Alternative Radio, with you till midnight tonight, another 6 hours of music. This is MAR, Merseyland Alternative Radio, on 266 metres medium wave, 1125 kilohertz. The mailing address is 72 Mill Hay Heights, Moreton, Wirral, Merseyside. 72 Mill Hay Heights, Moreton, Wirral, Merseyside. And once more, an announcement that we will be off the air next weekend, the 6th and the 7th, due to staff holidays and things, basic idleness amongst the DJs. Off the air next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but we're with you till midnight tonight also for 12 hours tomorrow. Stay tuned, I'm with you till 7.
Day.
Valentine's Day. How about that? Short and damned sweet. God, it's only about a minute long, that. Elvis Costello, and I ain't got another record ready because that was so short. Never mind. I'll probably turn it over and play the other side. That's going out for Jay Thomas of Hereford Drive, Netherton, who has written yet again a great steaming long letter this time. It's absolutely disgusting. It says, I just thought I'd put a bit of colour into your life by writing to you again. Please play the following records. And it's written in about five different colours, this letter. And then he goes on to write a huge full-scale page of records he wants me to play. And that's one of them, actually, there. Elvis Costello's version of My Funny Valentine. And there's so many other records on here. There's some pretty good ones as well, I must admit. I'll dig some of these out in the next... Well, it says at the bottom, you can spread it over two, three or four weekends if you like. So I think maybe I'm going to have to. Okay, there's no way I'd get all them into one weekend. What else is there? Any other relevant comments on this letter? I don't suppose there is. It's asking for the new Roy White and Steve Torch. I'd love to play that. I heard them playing in Kirkland's about a month ago, and they performed their new single then, and I still haven't been able to get a copy of it, although I know Phil Ross has played a copy on his show on a Friday night on the other station, so I must get a hold of that soon. Excellent single. Steve Torch and Roy White, so I'll do that for you as soon as I can get it. When's MAR going to stop playing Stupid Disco, Middle of the Road and Muzak by the Corgis? Well, it's very difficult to stop, actually. When you're on for 15 hours on a Saturday and 12 hours on a Sunday, you've got to play loads of Middle of the Road and Disco and Corgi's music, because to keep going for 15 hours is a long time to play records, and you've got to put a lot of commercial stuff into that. That's why occasionally I try and throw quite a few uncommercial, unheard-of tracks in, at least unheard-of to the masses. I haven't got many new records this weekend because, as I say, I've been away since Tuesday, and I just got back this afternoon, so no time at all to get any new singles together. So I apologise for that. And we're off next weekend, so that gives me 2 weeks now to get loads of new material ready for when we come back on the air. What else does it say? The answer to your stupid competition is Hello Goodbye by the Beatles, which is correct. And I don't want John Dwyer's socks, thank you very much. It's a conventional competition, so how about a conventional prize? I.e. an album. Well, that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to give an album away. Tomorrow I'll be giving the winner out of the competition. I've got about 15 or 20 entries into it. All except two are correct. So I'll just have to pick out one of the correct answers and give an album away, I think. I won't bother with any socks, because John Dwyer's been cribbing that he hasn't got any socks to wear since I gave his only pair away about 2 weeks ago. And Chris Moyser, if you're listening, hope you've received your socks and are pleased with them. It seems that Jay Thomas still hasn't received his Sammy Hagar album off for Andy Davis yet. Oh, incidentally, Andy Davis. We heard from him in the week, so I've been told, and he is joining Radio Jackie North as from next weekend. He's now living on the outskirts of Liverpool, so he's managing to get to Radio Jackie to do a couple of hours with them on a Saturday and Sunday morning. So for any Andy Davis fans, there you go, Radio Jackie North on 217 metres medium. He's with them playing rock music on a Saturday and Sunday morning, around about 10, 11 o'clock in the morning, I believe. Or 11 o'clock they come on, don't they? So Andy will be doing probably 11 till 1. Be nice to hear him again. What else have we got here? I think you have captured Andy. No, I've just told you what's happened to him. Will you listen? And hid him away in a dark, murky cellar with the rest of young soul rebels. I have been searching for them everywhere. Can't find them. Have you hidden them? What's this fool on about? I don't believe Elvis Costello should take part in such dubious methods of achieving fame as chart hyping. Being such a reputable artiste, I think he should break away from his company's obviously criminal activities, yeah. As for World in Action making startling revelations, I was aware of chart hyping in the days when Long Johns were a household name. I think the chart is highly inaccurate, as it is only based on a small percentage of record shops throughout Britain, most of which are... wonder what they are. I've got to turn over. Most of which are unhip places like Smith's and Woolies, and it's also hyped to a large extent. The Police six-pack had to be one of the most hyped things of all time. Who'd be stupid enough to pay £6 for five singles they already had and one that they didn't? End of subject. Exactly. Well, of course, hyping has been going on for a long time, but this, the subject on World in Action the other Tuesday was, of course, WEA, not so much hyping, which is officially buying out singles to make the sales enter them into the chart. This was just putting false ticks on the chart return diaries, which was a bit of a revelation to me, and to the extent of which WEA was going into it. Of course, Elvis Costello being one of WEA's artists, but the groups and the bands and the singers, of course, didn't really know much about what was happening. It was more the record company than the bands. Anyway, enough of that. Did I tell you about the Stiff Little Fingers fanzine available from Paul Mather, 43 Wicks Green, at Formby, 25 people, packing you did. I'm afraid there's no further developments on the Exhibit A side of the fence, blah, blah, blah. Can you send me some car stickers in that SAE I sent you? And hold on to my tape for the time being. It was great writing this little note. It wasn't really, but I'm a compulsive liar. Well, Jay Thomas, thanks a lot once again for that long, long letter. And in reply to your car sticker thing, I'll be sending them off, as I mentioned about 2 weeks ago, and I still haven't had time to do them. We've now got loads more car stickers, so I promise I'll send them off this week. Okay.
Don't start the talking. I could talk all night. My mind was sleepwalking while I'm putting the world to right. Call careers information. Have you got yourself an occupation?
I was a zombie. Yes, you to stay.
Both sides of the single, Oliver's Army and My Funny Valentine. For Jay Thomas of Netherton, thanks for the letter, Jay. And you mentioned that your first name is in your letter somewhere, but considering there's about 893,000 words in that letter, very difficult to find your first name in there. So thanks a lot for the letter, and I'll be playing some more of your records, well, over the next 3 or 4 weeks, I suppose.
Some power and a gun. You can make the
Heat and a track called Hey Joe or Hey Disco Joe or Joe or whatever. That's what it says on the label anyway. It's 6:15, just passed on a Saturday afternoon, and Merseyland Alternative Radio with you till midnight tonight. Another 5¾ hours worth of music. I'm Mike Stanton and I'm with you till 7. Maybe I'll be with you till 8 at this rate if Dash doesn't come in. But officially with you till 7, and I believe I'm with you for 3 hours again tomorrow. Does it ever end?
It is the New Hamilton Club, Birkenhead, for top cabaret in two discos.
At the Hamilton Club, it's a disco party night every Thursday with free admission to members and guests before 10:30. Happy hour, all beers, 30 pence a pint. The happy hour between 9:30 and 10:30. Friday 29th of August and Saturday 30th of August, which is today, isn't it, too? Tonight, Cannon, a six-piece show band, plus two discos. And next weekend, which is the 5th and 6th of September, Rock and Roll Revival Night with Hines and the Wild Boys. That's at the Hamilton Club, William Street in Birkenhead. All inquiries and advance bookings to 647-8093. 647-8093, the Hamilton Club in Birkenhead. All right, there's Cannon tonight, and Hines and the Wild Boys next weekend. And don't forget, free admission before 10:30 every Thursday. Right, where was I before I was so rudely interrupted? I've got another letter to read out here. Dear Mike, I think the answer to your competition is Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. Also, Mike, will you play anything by The Clash? That's for Stephen Sanford of Deverell Road, Birkenhead, another one of the regular contributors. Hello, Stephen. Thanks a lot for that short note, son. And you're completely correct with the answer to the competition, so your name will be going forward tomorrow as to be put in, to be picked out. And the winner... The winner this time will get an album, actually, by the way. Not a pair of socks this time. another letter here from Southport, which comes from Kim... Kim Dunkerley, I think it is. I'm probably wrong again, so I'll get another slagging next week by pronouncing the name wrong. Dear Mike, will you please play London's Burning, underlined, not London Calling, both by The Clash, for me, Kim, Andy, and the all-famous Dawn Schofield. Again, if you happen to be in a generous mood, you could also throw in Persons Unknown by Poison Girls. I don't think I've got that with me tonight, actually, Kim. If I remember, have I? I played that about 3 weeks ago, didn't I? I don't know whether it's still in my box. I'll have a look for you. If it is, I'll play it. If not, I'll do it in the near future. That's from the Paddock in Southport, from Kim Dunkley, who's asked me to play London's Burning. Well, last Saturday I was asked to play London's Burning, and I played London Calling. So I did this on Monday, on our special bank holiday broadcast. If you didn't hear it, Kim, Dawn and Andy, then for you, the correct track this time, The Clash, also for Stephen, whose name goes forward tomorrow to be picked out for the competition winning entries. This is The Clash and London's Burning.
London's burning! London's burning! All across the night, everybody's driving with four headlights. Black or white, you turn it on your face, a new religion. Everybody's sitting round watching television. Sun has burned,
we're spoiled now.
Sun has burned
out, la 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 la.
Sun has burned,
we're spoiled now.
Sun has burned
out, la 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 la.
I'm up from down a west side. What a great traffic system, it's so bright. I can't think of a better way to spend the night. They're speeding around, running at the yellow light. London's burning,
we're falling down.
London's burning,
down.
Now I'm in the subway and I'm looking for the track. This one leads to this block, this one leads to that. Going down through the empty block, looking for a home. I'm a pretty gypsy soon, cause I'm on a move. Silence burns,
we're falling down.
Silence burns,
down, 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 down.
Silence burning,
we're falling now.
Silence burning,
down.
And that's it, correct track for a change. Kim Dawn, the famous Dawn, who's nearly as famous as Jenny, but not quite. You're catching up, Dawn. Won't be long before you're overtaking Jenny with fame and fortune and things. That's The Clash from the album The Clash, and a track called London's Burning, as opposed to London's Calling. Just gone 20 past six, and I've got a few more answers to the competition, so if you've written in, One here from Joe Williams of the Ford Estate, who says, the record is Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. The LP I would like is 21 at 33 Elton John. If I should win, I wouldn't mind a badge or a car sticker or two. Well, no little badge is ready yet. We're still waiting for them. So there's another correct answer. That'll be going in tomorrow to be picked out. And maybe, who knows, to win. Not much chance, like. But somebody's got to win, I suppose. What's this one here? Steve Smith of Woodchurch Estate. Dear Mike, the answer to your competition is the Beatles, and the track was Hello Goodbye. If I am fortunate enough to come anywhere, could I please have the new Roxy album, Flesh and Blood? Keep up the good work. Love, Steve. Another correct answer. So Steve Smith, who used to be with his father on Opportunity Knocks, that's another correct answer going into the bag. What's this one? A picture of John Dwyer on the back of this. John One Lung. Dear Mike, the record is called Hello Goodbye by the Beatles of the Magical Mystery Tour album, I think, from Mike Lawton of New Brighton. If picked as a winner, I would like the new Roxy Music album. I don't know what it's called, but keep up the good work. Well, I've just said, it's called Flesh and Blood. There's two people want that album. John One Lung Dwyer, what I think he looks like, although I've never seen him. Well, I can't believe that. I can't believe you've never seen him, Mike, because the picture that you've drawn of One Lung on the bottom here is it's so accurate you wouldn't believe it. One Lung is standing behind me at the moment, over my shoulder, sneering. What's up? Do you like it? Hey? That's a perfect likeness of you. If I don't win the competition, can I have an LP for the drawing? Yeah, I think you deserve
an LP for the cheek.
You deserve one. Mike Lawton, I don't believe you've never seen John Dwyer, because that might as well have been a photograph of him. It's so true to life. If Jenny Darlington does one as good as that, then I don't think John will be too happy. He doesn't mind having his photo taken, but he doesn't like having drawings made of him.
Caricatures.
Would you like it? Caricatures, that's right, yeah. It's more of a caricature. It's got a chin down by his neck somewhere. What's this one? From G. Herbert of C4. And it says, I've been listening to your show for a couple of weeks and I think it's the best 2 hours wasted. Spent. I've been taking interest in the Mice Men and the Mole Men and what they're doing about the BBC DJs, and it's the best idea anyone has had in a long time. Also, I would like to join the Wayne Hughes Appreciation Society. What the Mice Men and the Mole Men are doing to him is a bit boring. By the way, the name of the Mice Men leader is Craig. Revelations! I've got a letter from the leader of the Mice Men somewhere down there. I must dig that out. Wayne Hughes' brother is called Craig as well. I've got an idea this might be some sort of conspiracy in this somewhere. Anyway, I would like you to play me Changes by Black Sabbath or the Piranhas, and could you send me some stickers? Also tell the Mice Men and Mole Men to lay off Wayne. Anyway, this is Gordon signing off from Seaforth. So Gordon, thanks a lot for the letter. I thought that was a competition entry then. It's not. It's just a letter. Anyway, I'll try and get you some... I haven't got Changes by Black Sabbath, and I don't think we've got the Piranhas' new single in here at the moment. Still, I'll play something else for you. Thanks, Gordon Herbert of Seaforth, Liverpool 21, for writing in. And more news on the Wayne Hughes Appreciation Society. What's this? Another competition one here. Get some of these out of the way. Dear Mike, it's me yet again, M.G. Burkett. I was going to start this letter with something witty and intelligent, but I can't be bothered. So I'll just have to try and answer your competition. Lola by the Kinks. What a moron. There's one of the wrong answers. M.G. Burkett, Lola by the Kinks. What a load of junk. How did he arrive at that? My God. The musical awareness of these people, it must be less than nil. If by some freak chance I win, you've got to be joking. Could you send me one of the following? No. While you're at it, you might as well not play a record for my dozy mates who have yet to hear anything that you've ever played for them. But if you feel in the mood, could you play anything you want as long as it's Gary Glitter? For me, them, and Jenny Darlington's Left Knee, King Kong, the Queen, Ricky Poole, and the legions of others too numerous and insignificant to mention. Yours, M.G. Excuse me while I cough. Supposed to switch the mic off when you do that, you know. So I'm afraid, MG, you're one of the few wrong answers. It was the Beatles and Hello Goodbye. So I'm afraid I can't send you a prize, so your letter doesn't even get a sniff into the sack where the other winners go into. I will gladly play you some Gary Glitter for Jenny Darlington's left knee, as I would do anything for her. So I'll play that after the next one, as I've already got one lined up, okay? One more competition thing in this spot, anyway, which comes from... Oh, God, it's a long one. I better stop gabbing in a minute and get on with it. No, I'll tell you what, I'll read that later. It comes from Dermot Walsh of Chestnut Grove, Birkenhead, anyway, and he's got the right answer. So, Dermot, I'll come back to your letter, okay? And in the meantime, what I'll do is I'll play you the piece of music I played last week. I haven't got a competition this week, because I've been away all week and I haven't got anything ready, whatever. So I'll just play this. This was the competition last week. I wanted this identifying. Most people have got it wrong. Two have got it... most people have got it right. Two have got it wrong. But this is it. That's it. It was Gary Glitter. It wasn't Gary Glitter at all. It was the Beatles from 1967 and a track called Hello Goodbye. More winning entries read out a little later, also tomorrow. And the winner, overall winner, will be picked out tomorrow. This is Fisher Zed and a track called So Long.
Not waiting for some. just exactly who you were.
For so long
I never realized the girl I had before.
For so long
I hope you're satisfied, you won't hear from me again.
For so long
I hope you're pleased with what you done. Why didn't you tell me?
Condition is your car in? Whether your needs are for tyres, exhaust, shock absorbers, brakes or batteries, for the best deal on the Wirral, contact your nearest Taurus Motoring Centre. There are four branches located at Pensby, Prenton, Laird Street, Birkenhead and Morton. Just look for the Taurus Bull or ring 051 678 4040 for more details. They're in the Wirral Globe every week.
Go!
It's coming up to 25 to...
Whoa, wrong
piece of music on there. We got him queuing Atlantis in the other studio and he switched through to my my thing. My God, does it ever end? This letter from M.G. Burgess, who's got the thing wrong, he's put it down as Lola by the Kinks, but it is in fact the Beatles and Hello Goodbye, the competition for last week. But he's asked me to play any Gary Glitter record for him, so I'll do that now. And he also wants me to play for Jenny Darlington's Left Knee, King Kong, the Queen, and Ricky Poole, whoever they are, and all the other legions of people too numerous and insignificant to mention. Sorry, MG, you got no chance of winning because your answer's wrong, but what I'll do as way of a consolation prize, I'll play you some Gary Glitter, and a track from round about, when was this made? 1973. It's a thing called I'm the Leader of the Gang, I Am.
It's the Night Fang Show.
Come on, 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 come on
Gary Glitter going out for M.G. Burkitt, who got the comp wrong and I made up. I'm glad somebody got it wrong. Unfortunately, only two people got the wrong answer. Every bugger else got it right, so I've got to dip them all into a hat and I'll have to send off an LP to somebody this week. So tomorrow night, what I'll do is put all the correct answers into a bag, shake them about, and the correct answer will win an LP of their choice. Gary Glitter, leader of the gang. Before that, it was, what was before that? I've forgotten already. Just shows how much notice I take of what I play. Fisher Z, and a track called So Long. Another letter with a competition answer comes from another regular, Angela Pinnington of Blundell Sands in Liverpool. Dear Mike, the answer to your competition is Hello Goodbye by the Beatles. If I win, any ELO LP will be appreciated. My boyfriend Peter Wright and I are off to Mallorca on Sunday, 31st of August. You know it's flooded down there, don't you, girl? I hope you realise that. And the ferries and all, like, you might not get across yet. This time last year I was going to Saint-Tropez. Even that's flooded this time of the year. So we won't be around when you announce the winner of your competition. Anyway, I'll send you a postcard if you play any David Bowie record for me and Peter on Saturday the 30th of August between 6 and 7. Really sorry to hear about Andy's departure from MAR. I guess, as you suggested, I will have to write to you instead from now on. Thanks for the mention last Saturday. Keep up the good work. Angela. Well, Angie, thanks for the letter. You've got the correct answer, so yours will be going into the prize dip tomorrow. If you win, I will send you an ELO LP. But there's about 20-25 correct answers, which they'll all be going in together, and one will be picked out, OK? So yours will be in there tomorrow. If you win, I'll send you the album. Thanks for the letter, and hope you and your boyfriend have a nice time in flooded Mallorca. No, I don't even know whether it's flooded down. I know it's flooded in the south of France, but whether it is in Spain, I don't know yet. Probably not. You should have a nice time. So don't forget the postcard. Please send us a postcard. We do enjoy getting them. I've got one here I've got to read out tomorrow. So that's from somebody on holiday. So Angela, if you've been listening to the first hour of the show, I've already played two Bowie tracks, which were Suffragette City and Ashes to Ashes. So I won't put another one on just yet. I might play one a little later. It looks like I'm going to be taking over Dash Riprock's show. So I might throw a Bowie track into that for you. Stay tuned anyway. Meanwhile, the new single from The Roots. Only snag being it's the wrong side. Still, who cares?